I felt good. I don't know. Overall, I felt pretty good out there, and a little rusty maybe in some areas. But overall, I felt pretty good out there, and it was just one of those games. I felt like that wasn't really going our way, and they really took advantage of their chances, and we did it.
Does that make that when the game evolves like that, where you guys create all sorts of chances and capitalize, and then the few they get?
Obviously, it kills a little bit of our momentum when we work so hard and we are shooting them more than double. And if you can do that, if you can play like that, like we can play like that every game, we're going to win most. But that's the kind of the thing with hockey and any sport, like the momentum can change quick, and that's what kind of happened tonight. We knew they had some guys on the team that can really score, and they got the chance and they put them back in our net.
How much, you know, I know you're just getting back in. How much do you guys need to be more battle tough, particularly in front of your net? I know goalies can do so much, but
yeah,
how much,
yeah. It feels a little bit. Obviously, I only played one game back right now, but just from watching the other games too, it's a little bit like we're looking over each other's shoulders to see if the other guy's gonna come and play. When it's, to be honest, it's, if you come and play and do your job, like it's like you want to play the games like a playoff game. If you look at your man on the face off, and if you can win your battle against him and never let them pass through you and always be on the right side and just be like a prick out there basically against your player, then it's gonna be more fun to play out there, and they're not gonna get those easy chances. And we just look a little bit off, and it feels a little bit like we have a lot of guys that want that guy to do it, but everyone knows in this league nothing for free. You have to push someone away to get that scoring chance. You have to get inside someone to get that goal. If you're going to let them not score, and you're going to push them away hard and cross-check them or whatever.
Sometimes it's hard to fight back, but once you learn to do it and once you do it consistently, that you don't know any better, right? I mean, it's just what you do.
Right? It comes, and that's where I was kind of going a little bit. It just feels like we've kind of been relaxing a little bit, getting out of those good habits for that kind of stuff, that we're kind of like a little bit on the outside and just not really digging in hard for those extra chances and those battles there.
And then the one thing, and when you find ways to lose, it's where the other team scores a goal and then and you don't stop it right there.
Yeah.
The other team gets another one 2 minutes later, a minute sort of.
Yeah, no, yeah, it snowballs against us, but we just need to find a way. And when we get in those situations, because that's going to happen a lot to us in the future too, that we're going to play great and have chances and we don't really get awarded and the other team does. But that's when you need guys to step down and just grind and keep going. But you can't have like guys thinking that it's going to be guessy. Guys thinking it's going to be me. It has to be everyone. It has to be, like, no one can. Obviously, you want the veteran guys to do it, but the other guys can't expect us to be the ones doing it, because they should be themselves. We're a team of 23 guys, and 5 guys on ice every time. So if anyone tries to think that a guy's going to do it for them, it's not going to end well for us.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have our Dallas and Paul.
Okay.